Welcome to the dumbest national security breach in U.S. history. In case you thought things couldn't get more absurd under Trump 2.0, his Secretary of Defense just leaked war plans in a Signal group chat. That included a journalist, Pete Hegseth, aka the Secretary of Stumbling Shots, his livers more decorated than his resume, reportedly shared top-secret details about a U.S. bombing strike in Yemen with none other than Jeffrey Goldberg, editor-in-chief of The Atlantic One, by accident, in a group chat, with 18 people. Yes, that really happened. You'd expect this from a bored teenager role-playing World War III on Discord, not the man with his finger on real-world kill switches. From Fox News flunky to holding the nuclear codes, Pete Hegseth was already a walking red flag. Unqualified? Check. Drunk on air? Multiple checks. Allegedly involved in sexual misconduct, financial fraud, and veterans charity mismanagement? Triple bingo. 2, 3, 4. And yet, Trump handed him the Pentagon like it was a Fox Nation subscription. This is what happens when your vetting process is watching someone yell into a camera on prime time. Compare that to his predecessor, Lloyd Austin, 4-star Army general. West Point graduate, combat commander in Iraq and Afghanistan. Head of U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, Defense Distinguished Service Medal, Silver Star, Legion of Merit. The man was more qualified than a NASA engineer applying for a food truck permit. And yet, Austin's confirmation hearings were filled with cries of wokeness, day madness, and hand-wringing about the military becoming too political. Meanwhile, Hegseth, whose only battlefield experience in recent years was the war on Bud Light, gets a pass because he knows how to play the conservative outrage game. Day doesn't lower standards, MAGA loyalty does. Resume showdown. Lloyd Austin versus Pete Hegseth. Lloyd Austin, Pete Hegseth, 4-star general, U.S. Army, Fox News weekend host, West Point graduate, class of 1975, Princeton grad, but you'd never guess it, commander of U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, led a tiny conservative pack that mismanaged funds. 2. Oversaw major combat operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, once threw an axe on live TV and hit a drummer, Defense Distinguished Service Medal, Silver Star, Legion of Merit, accused of sexual misconduct, financial mismanagement, and public intoxication. 4. Senate confirmed after bipartisan praise, Senate confirmed after a brawl of day outrage and, he's one of us, rants. This isn't a political divide. It's a competence chasm. The leak heard round the world. Here's the timeline. March 15, 11:44 a.m. Hegseth sends Jeffrey Goldberg classified war plans via Signal. 1:45 p.m. Exactly as stated, explosions hit Yemen. Later, Goldberg checks Twitter. Boom. The attack matches Hegseth's message. 6. This wasn't just reckless. It was operational malpractice. And let's be clear, this wasn't just an accidental leak to a friendly journalist. This was live-action battlefield intelligence given to someone outside the chain of command. Do you have any idea what would happen to a junior officer who pulled this stunt? Court-martial. Security clearance gone, life in ruins, but if you're part of Team Trump, you get a pat on the back and maybe a Fox segment to clear the air. The Signal circus of morons. This 18-person frat chat included VP J.D. Vance, Secretary Marco Rubio, CIA's John Ratcliffe, DNI Tulsi Gabbard, Chief of Staff Susie Wiles. In other words, the intellectual elite of your average Turning Point USA panel. And somehow, Goldberg got added like someone fat-fingered the contact list after one too many Miller Lights. Let's be real. If these people ran a Waffle House, it would burn down in a week. This is what you get when your national security team is chosen for loyalty, not literacy. Hegseth denies it, and faceplants. Hegseth claims he didn't leak anything. So what's that text, Pete? Performance art? Goldberg literally sat on the message, watched the skies over Sana'a, and confirmed the strike to the minute. 6. The White House confirmed the thread. They admitted Goldberg was included. This isn't spin. It's documented failure. 1. And what's the GOP response? Mostly shrugs. A few vague mutterings about reviewing procedures. If this had happened under a Democratic administration, there'd already be calls for impeachment and 5 Benghazi-style investigations. NATO? What's that? A golf course. Under Lloyd Austin, the U.S. projected stability. You might not have agreed with every policy, but at least there was a coherent plan. Under Trump and Hegseth, The Pentagon's strategic doctrine is vibes and vengeance. Trump famously asked if the U.S. could just leave NATO. He thought it was a gym membership we forgot to cancel. He once mused that maybe Putin wouldn't be so bad if we stopped provoking him with alliances. 9. And Hegseth? He's made no meaningful commitment to NATO at all. During his confirmation hearing, when asked about Article 5, the "an attack on one is an attack on all" clause, he reportedly looked confused and asked for clarification. This is like applying to be a surgeon and asking what a scalpel is. The result? America is no longer seen as the world's adult in the room. We've become the guy at the party no one wants to engage with because he's too busy talking about alpha energy. We're not just failing, we're laughable. This isn't about left versus right. This is about grown-ups versus children with nukes. Pete, Bartab, Hegseth couldn't lead a platoon, let alone the Pentagon. And Trump is treating national security like a game of Call of Duty. We went from Eisenhower, who warned about the military-industrial complex, to Pete on Signal asking if the jets are lit yet. The scary part? No one in power seems all that alarmed. If the U.S. were any other country, the State Department would be issuing travel warnings about us. If this is what passes for leadership in 2025, we're not on the brink. We're already off the cliff and accelerating.